This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Ted Genoways joins us. He's the editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review, and we are very proud that he is in studio, a very busy man, and he stopped by to join us to discuss the latest issue, the winter issue of VQR. Good afternoon, Ted.
Coy, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in. Remind folks again, what is the Virginia Quarterly Review? And then we'll talk a little bit about some of the changes and some of the really amazing successes that we've seen since you took over.
Sure. Yeah. The Virginia Quarterly Review is the National Journal of Literature and Discussion at the University of Virginia. As the name would suggest, we come out four times a year. It's not what probably most people think of when they think of a magazine. It's more like a book. They're 300-page thick issues with lots of long-form journalism. There's fiction and poetry, book reviews, art. It's a lively and hopefully eclectic mix of things that we bring together and share with our readers, the things that we're excited about.
And there's quite a history to the VQR, am I right?
Absolutely, yeah. The magazine was founded in 1925 at the university. We've been in the same offices since 1929. It's long on tradition, and it's one that we're happy to be building on.
Has it really been right there at the end of West Range since 1929? You're kidding.
Yeah, it's so, and still
wow.
No plumbing. Still no plumbing. So it's a little slice of you know, it's actually a slice of 19th century Virginia.
Do you y'all have to walk over to the rotunda or the library to use the restroom?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so.
Ted Genoways, our guest, he's the editor at the Virginia Quarterly Review. Let's get right to it. I'm a big fan of your work, and I want to congratulate you again. Tell folks some of the things that have happened since you've come on board. First, when did you take over the editorship? Stage Blackford, I believe, a long history at UVA, an amazing and talented man, had been editor before you. You came on when?
I came on in the office in July of 03, but my first issue came out in January of 04. There was a backlog, thankfully, that Stage had left behind to cover those issues while I got my legs under me and got going.
And the most recent news, of course, the VQR made headlines recently with a number of national awards.
That's right. Yeah, we've had a pretty unexpected and wonderful year. I mean, we've been working hard and putting out a magazine that we think is really strong, but it really started in March when we pulled in six National Magazine Award nominations, which we are fond of pointing out was more than the New Yorker or Harper's had this year, and received two of those awards in general excellence and in fiction, and sort of continued on from there. We've won a number of other national awards, as you mentioned, and then had some unexpected things along the way, too. Like, people may remember some of the recent attention on the Robert Frost poem that we published in the fall issue, which garnered all sorts of national attention.
Right,
so it's been just an amazing year.
So just to put this into context for people, everybody's familiar with National Geographic or The New Yorker or this magazine, Esquire, and that magazine. The VQR won the National Award for Excellence.
That's right.
Which is, you know, you won the Oscar for magazines.
Yeah, I mean, they have those excellence awards are in different size circulation, but we won in the category for under 100,000 circulation. And at the time, our circulation was 6,000. So we are fond of saying that we made it comfortably under the mark there at 100,000. But we're trying to change that and hope that over time we may get those numbers up and get closer to that mark.
There's a lot of stuff available online, and the website is?
The website is VQROnline.org.
VQROnline.org. That's and right. I want folks to know that there's a whole bunch there. But a subscription for this thing is really reasonable. I mean, I was shocked.
It's paltry, I dare say. Yeah, it's $25 a year. If you sign up for multiple years, that even goes down. It's a great deal. As I say, with those issues being 300 pages each, I mean, it's like getting a book delivered to you three times or every 3 months. And for $25, that's a pretty good deal.
Ted Genoway is our guest. He's the editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review. And just to underscore that point, why this is such a good deal, and I would certainly recommend that everybody pick up a copy or subscribe, the current issue, winner of 2007 issue, give us a tour of what we're looking at. Tell us, first of all, what's on the cover.
Right.
And then perhaps give folks an idea of how you, when you close your eyes and you picture the book, how you structure it, because it does have a sense of a structure. And as you go through the book, you really do go to different places. I mean, at one That's minute right. you're in poetry, the next minute you're in short stories, the next minute you're looking at fantastic investigative journalism. It's the whole package.
Well, that's a great question. I'm glad to talk about it. Starting, as you said, with the cover, we're really pleased to finally have Chris Hondros, one of his photographs on the cover of the issue. Chris is just an absolutely amazing photojournalist, and in fact won the award last year, the top award, the Robert Capa Prize for war photography. This particular photo series that the cover image is taken from was in a particular village in the Niger Delta, where one of the natural gas plumes from the oil refineries burns. And it's this amazing 100-foot tower of flame that is just at the very edge of the village. It drives the temperature in the village up 15, 20 degrees. It roars day and night, and also occasionally spews burning oil out of the flare. And the picture on the cover is a man whose arm was burned by some of the burning oil. And then
literally fire falling from the sky.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's about as apocalyptic as one could imagine.
Yeah.
That photo series is part of the portfolio that we put together on oil in Africa, which is itself part of an ongoing series that we've been doing on Africa and the problems facing Africa in the 21st century. It's really firmly my belief that while it's obviously important that our attention be on the Middle East right now, I think that Africa is clearly the emerging Middle East, and that we need to be giving due attention there. And if we're not, we're going to be facing exactly the same problems with an emergent Africa in a generation.
Yeah, on a much larger scale.
Exactly, exactly. you know, as some of your listeners who heard John Gasvinian just last week, he has one of the lead pieces in which he went all over again in the Niger Delta, and as you know, he was, you know, going fearlessly into places where he was dealing with the black market and oil and dealing with local warlords. And one of the great things about my job is being able to get curious about a subject and then have really talented, fearless people who go to these places and bring back these remarkable stories. And it's a chance for me to constantly be learning, and hopefully for our readers too, to be challenged in this way.
Ted Genoways is the editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review. Some other things in the winter issue that folks can look forward to. I noticed there's some really amazing photographs that I don't even know how to describe.
Yeah, this is the work of David Opdyke. He's somewhere in the terrain, I suppose, of sculpture, although they're more complicated than that, because what he really works in are images that can be seen in two different ways. One of the examples that I think maybe is easiest to understand on the radio is a military compound that he constructed from these prefab sets of army men. And he's put this thing together with obsessive detail, so that when you look at it up close, it looks like, you know, some overly diligent kid's construction of an army base. But when you step away from it, you realize that what it does is collectively form the upper right-hand corner of a $1 bill.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. And it's the kind of thing, if you're just sort of thumbing through the magazine and you come across this, it's like, oh my God, this is, I have no words for this. It's really a powerful set of images. If you think you're looking at a photograph of a $1 bill, but as the photographs go closer into what you're seeing, you realize it's a collection of toy soldiers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Opdyke's commentary is sort of hard to miss in all of these. He's been really fascinated by the iconic elements of U.S. currency, but then finding ways of finding deeper images as he perceives them within those icons.
Ted, what are some of the other things that you might want to put the spotlight on in the winter issue of this Virginia Quarterly Review?
Well, I definitely want to call people's attention to David J. Morris's dispatch from the Al Anbar province of Iraq. Dave came to us and he'd been covering Iraq for Salon, was really doing on the ground reporting for them, and he said that he had this desire to do a much longer and more contemplative piece to really not just be talking about what the soldiers and the Marines there are doing physically, where they're moving from place to place, the battles that are taking place, and so on, but to talk about the effect of all of this on the Marines that were there. And so we sent him over there. He spent a month, and I just think the story that he tells is absolutely must reading for anyone, regardless of your stance on the war.
And folks should know that he is a former Marine himself.
That's right. He's a former Marine himself who's written a book about the first Gulf War. He's really a historian of the Marine Corps, and so he goes there with a great deal of knowledge. He goes with you know, his own background and training, and he's still shaken to the core by what he saw there.
Yeah, that's a very powerful piece, and of course it's titled "The Big Suck."
Yes.
Notes from the Jarhead Underground, which is tell folks about the title.
Well, that's there's a passage in the piece where he runs through the various names that the Marines themselves give the place, and you know, it's long been in the sort of common parlance of the Marines to refer to the Marine Corps itself as the Suck. And in fact, anyone familiar with Anthony Swofford's Jarhead may remember, you know, that as each new group comes in, there's always someone there to say, "Welcome to the Suck." Well, the Marines in Iraq have taken to referring to their time there, not simply as the Suck, but the Big Suck. So
it's a very powerful piece. And just a programming note, we will actually have and be very fortunate to have Dave Morris on this program 2 weeks from tomorrow. He will join us to discuss this essay reporting from the Al Anbar province in Iraq in the winter edition of the Virginia Quarterly Review.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm really glad that you're going to have him on. I think it'll be a great conversation. As far as pointing people to other things, I suppose it's worth mentioning. People sometimes seem surprised after discussing the sort of things that we have. We never want to forget to mention that we're continuing to run an ongoing series by Art Spiegelman as he completes this comics memoir that he's working on. And I think often people find it surprising that we put, you know, reporting from Iraq on the ground reporting from the war torn sections of Africa alongside comic books.
Yeah.
I mean, a section from a comic book as it's being created, but
that's what makes it so good.
Well, hopefully,
I mean,
you know,
as a fan of the VQR, as a fan of the work that you're doing at the VQR, I can say that's what I was telling you before we went on the air. It's what makes, when I pick this up, it's what makes it so much fun and so cool. And that's the only way to describe it. It is much bigger than a magazine. You really have created something new here. It's amazing. And there's something new. Every time that I sit down with this thing, there's something new, and you're reading about life in among the Marines in Iraq, and you turn the page, and there's an incredible comic
right.
That takes you somewhere completely different.
Right, and that's exactly the experience that we're hoping to create is this sense that you don't know what to expect, that there's not a uniformity of tone, there's not hopefully even when there's very serious subject matter that it's not somber, that it doesn't take itself too seriously, even when the subject matter needs to be taken very seriously. And in that spirit, we're always looking for things that are lively, that are different in style and in voice, so that the reader doesn't know what to expect and is excited to pick up an issue and see what's inside, doesn't know what to expect, can't predict it.
And really quickly, what might you have cooking in the hopper now for the summer issue?
Well, the spring issue will feature a portfolio of work on the U.S.-Mexican border. Again, we've sent people to that area to cover the subject on the ground and from a firsthand perspective. There are some amazing insights and unexpected assertions in that for sure. And the summer issue, as it's shaping up now, is a special issue dedicated to South America, and it's about as ambitious as anything we've tried. It's almost entirely South American authors who were getting work from them in Spanish and working with them and then translating into
wow,
English.
Wow, gosh. So, you're not busy enough already? You have
well,
to...
this may be the one that finally kills us. So be sure to subscribe now before we're all dead.
Ted Genoways, the magnificent editor at the Virginia Quarterly Review, online at vqronline.org, and the winter issue is on newsstands now. Congratulations on the awards that you received, and thank you for the work that you are doing to continue this wonderful tradition that the University of Virginia can definitely be proud of.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.